Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. The burden of Duma. He calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And saw a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12, and Jesus stood still, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. For the children being not yet born, and neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it, to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat